Okay, good afternoon, councilors. We have board time April 1st, 2015, Wednesday at 1:36. Our first item of business is consideration of approving the minutes for March 25th, 2015.
And this is Jeannie Stewart, Vice Chair. Under old business, we're considering approval of the minutes for March 25.
Well, Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for March 25.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I do want to make a comment that in the minutes of March 25, we talked about approval of the minutes of March 11 and March 18. And I do have I'm going to ask for consideration to offer a minor amendment to the March 11 minutes that we've already accepted. And I would bring that back next week at board time for consideration.
Okay.
Having voted on the prevailing side, you wish to do that?
I can't hear you.
Having voted on the prevailing side, you wish to bring it back to the board?
Oh, these minutes for the 11th.
The 11th.
Yeah, so these are approved without change.
Right.
But you want to revisit the March 11th minutes.
Exactly.
Today?
Next week.
So that will be next Wednesday's board meeting. So it's not a big change, but it's two additional comments that were made that were for me that I want to see included in those.
So these can be signed then?
Yes.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Excuse me for being a couple minutes late.
We're on to 2.0.
Thank you. If you want, you can continue. You're doing a great job.
Well, let's have our presiding chair do that.
Okay. All right. 2.0 starts out with House Bill 3152. Who has the specifics on that?
I do. If you'd like to speak to that.
The draft
letter was requested by the council for consideration in regards to the House Bill 3152. It was, I believe, testified about by Sharon Nassett at the hearing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the bill in the legislature proposing the removal of the HOV lane on I-5 North in Portland. It's the only stretch of HOV lane in Oregon.
Yep.
Currently.
And so we drafted up a proposed letter that can be sent from the council in support to that. There was a list of members of the House and the governor and the Transportation and Economic Committee chair were proposed to be contacted on the page that Sharon Nassett provided. So if you'd like to review and consider the draft, or
I see the letter. It looks to me to be well written. It would help our citizens to get home more effectively, more efficiently. To utilize the full three lanes of the freeway rather than crowd most of them into two lanes. So I would think it's timely. They're in session now. I would expect that we would send a timely response that says, you know, good idea, we support it. What do you think?
I want to be fully supportive of that. And I think sometimes for our citizens in Clark County, there is a lack of understanding that the HOV lanes are absolutely imposed by Oregon. So when they're struggling to get home, if they're on the same freeway, you know, that comes all the way into Clark County. But frequently people are going, how can it be that lane is underutilized and these other lanes are backed up for miles and miles? So it's really to our citizens' benefit to give them any assistance we can on this.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion.
Sure.
Councilor Stewart, have you've seen the memo underneath the bill page?
This is the proposed draft.
That's the proposed letter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have seen that.
Okay. So if the board approves this, we'll get it on letterhead and have you sign it.
Yeah. I hope they can do that today while we're on
Sure.
Here.
Yep.
And would the board want it sent to all nine officials identified on the page after that.
At least that many.
The suggestion is that it goes specifically, because I ask about this after the meeting, the Transportation and Economic Development Committee chair is, I think, one of the key people that will be taking action, and it sure can't hurt to send it to everybody, but that point was specifically made by Sharon in a conversation after the meeting.
In other words, to send it to everybody on the list here.
Yeah, there are nine people identified on there.
I understand that.
It really helps give support to the chair.
Great. Okay, you entertain a motion.
Second the motion.
So moved. Oh, wait, I'm not allowed
so
to
I
do that.
So I take it that motion is for us to agree that the letter proposed is the appropriate one, and we want to be able to send it to everybody on the list. We'll sign it as soon as we can get it done today.
Is that a motion?
That's just simply...
Our chairman just made a motion.
I just clarified.
You want to second that?
I thought you made the motion.
No, I haven't.
What was I seconding?
I don't know.
Too far for rain today.
That's why I said so moved, but I wasn't allowed to do
I see. Okay. Well, I'll second, or I'll say yes. Yes.
Okay, you got your second.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We got that one done.
And when we get to counselor's report, I do want to have a brief discussion about the bi-state committee meeting.
Sure.
Just briefly. I'm not going to give a full report, just two comments that were...
We have a freedom for each counselor to bring up whatever they want during this board time.
Well, I won't belabor it, but it will be useful information.
Sounds good. Okay. 2.2, Reserve Officers Relief and Pension Board. Is that you, Peter, as well?
Yes.
Inform us what that is?
Here's Clark County Code. It's not in your packet. I'll just provide that as additional information. But we recently, this is a board that is called as needed, and our new sheriff has requested a convening of this board as it applies to Clark County. And it was a little bit confusing before because our description in the board assignments didn't clearly describe what it was. We're proposing some new language for that.
All right. When is that meeting that he called?
I believe it's on your calendar for April 20th.
Okay.
And basically what this board does is it manages or approves the benefits available to your reserve Clark County Sheriff's officers.
Well, but let me ask a question. We have the option of allowing volunteer reserve deputy sheriff to participate or not, and that's
true.
A board policy.
True, and Clark County actually passed it into code
that
several
we're
years
required
ago.
To?
Well, the board decided that we would participate in the program. We have conditions listed in the code for participation by the employees. The county has to contribute amounts to fund that, as well as the employees that participate.
So, would you say again, what was the date of the county code?
This was passed, I believe, in 1997 is when the
So until now, the county commissioners have opted out.
No, but because this board is only called as needed, our information and descriptions weren't as accurate as they needed to be. And what we'll get to in a minute is the board assignments, because those weren't accurate as well. We had one commissioner listed as a member of that board and one as an alternate when this statute and the code actually calls for two members of the legislative authority to be members of that board.
Or their designees.
Who are
currently Commissioner Mielke is listed as the primary, and you're listed as an alternate on this board.
And where is that board on the list? Because I've read the list several times and can't find it.
And by the way,
this one?
The 20th is at the Sheriff's Administration Conference Room on the 20th from 2 to 3 p.m.
So would you explain what this says in here is under description?
Okay.
So it says old text.
Correct.
Which is where the county board of commissioners did not opt into this, and then a new text, which is proposed, where the county commissioners do opt in.
Well, and the change of the description has nothing to do with what actually happens on the ground, but our old text description came from the RCWs, and the RCW that allows this covers reserve firefighters, reserve deputies, reserve police officers, and it covers county officials and municipalities. So what we did is refine the description for your benefit and the public's benefit to show that at the county, this only applies to reserve sheriff officers or reserve deputies. So that was the intention of the clarification. And also to clarify in our description how many members of the board actually participate on this.
So the specifics of the meeting, we can study between now and then and learn more from the sheriff if we want.
Yes, you can.
In front of us today, though, is the designation as to who is going to be the two primary seats, and I assume that the third counselor will serve as a alternate.
And that's for you to decide. We're also asking you just to review and approve this description that we put in your board description packet, if you'd like to approve that.
Let me look at that. What page is that?
It should be the first page under this topic, right past your House bill information. Three more pages. That's the draft. There you go. So it shows the old description.
Of the board itself?
Of the board itself. That's in just the board, the council's description package.
This basically acknowledges that there's two members.
Yes, we're just revising that and adding some clarification.
Okay.
But the old text the new text allows them pension benefits.
The new text does not have any actual effect whatsoever except to clarify what this board is about.
They always have since
yep, they always have.
The law changed
okay.
in 95.
Okay.
And then they adopted it in
so
97.
Okay, but the new text, mm-hmm. words mean something.
Sure. Yeah.
So in the original text, it says the retirement provisions outlined in these procedures apply only to members who complete 3 years of service after July 23 and prior to each September 1. This new text does not qualify, does it?
Counselor,
so we want to be consistent.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
What I'd like to point out, though, is this is just a summary description of the board.
I completely
These words
understand.
Have no effect as to what actually happens. The Clark County Code is where this is actually written out. It summarizes those things. And what was missing here was any description of what the board does and when it meets and what the composition was. So the Clark County Code is actually very well written as to what the board does and who the members are, so we just took a few quotes directly from our Clark County Code and we're proposing to change the description to that.
Can I insert something here?
Sure.
I think the intent there is to reflect the two members versus the three members. In reality, Councillor Stewart is identifying that this, even though they might not be the intent,
mm-hmm.
but there's more conveyed in the description that implies that there's policy in place, and that probably is overstating what ought to be. It ought to be more general than that. And so I would assume that we can go back and kind of make that more general, so it's not policy dependent. It basically just describes the intent of the board, rather than speaking specifically about the qualifications of those that can receive benefits.
Okay, but what we're proposing is we're proposing to remove that first paragraph. That first paragraph is what is existing in the description of this board, but it doesn't describe the board. It tells you nothing about the composition.
I understand.
So I'm not sure what you want.
Yeah, I think what we can do is there's a generality here that this is a little too specific, as comparing the old to the new. And I would suggest that this can be improved between now and next week.
I think what we're trying to read into it, what this board has done in the past.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's not what the intent of this is. The intent of what
we're
doing today.
I know that's not what the intent of a description on a committee list is, but it's in here for some reason. And it's the reason... Mm-hmm. That someone captured that from somewhere else to have a qualification on that pension that I'm trying to get to the bottom of.
It's probably in the minutes or in the records of what they've done and what they've passed. There's probably a lots of things, but we're looking for just a description right now that's really irrelevant. If that is in the minutes and was passed, it's in the minutes of the past.
Well, but that could be changed in with future activity. I would why don't we hold this for now? Peter, I think we can improve on this to make it more general, so we don't necessarily define what the qualifications are for those that receive the benefits here. This is because that could potentially be changed by policy, and if we change the policy, we have to go back and change the purpose of the board. So why don't we table this for now? We're bringing it back next week.
Those qualifications are in RCW. They're not in local
code. I think you misunderstand. There's nothing. This doesn't change anything. This is only a reflection of what's already written in your law in Clark County and in the RCWs.
But Clark County code can change. That's to our discretion.
And I want to see a copy of the RCW 4124. Is that here?
I have a copy for you right here. I'm happy to provide you with whatever information you want.
That's what I'd like to see.
So this is just a little summary that goes in the packet for the boards and committees.
If I have one more
person that explains that to me, my head might explode.
Go ahead.
So how big is the blast radius?
That's clear to me. It's that qualification was put in there for some reason.
Put into the summary. That's the part I'm. But it's
so let's
give
table
it, give, this it, give it up. Give it up.
And bring it back next week with a more appropriate description.
Okay. The nail's bent. You can't hammer a bent nail. So we'll just get a new nail.
And any one of us can work with you, Peter, to get that right.
Whoever would like to feel free to propose revisions to that, I'd be happy to work with them.
We'll get it.
But the other action item would be to, again, you do have to have two members of the board. And you can also designate an alternate for that.
Okay. You're already set to be the number one guy.
I was there when I was the chairman. Uh-huh. So now that you're the chairman.
Well, there's no principal and alternate.
Your name goes there.
It might be involunteered.
I'm looking right down here, two principals. In the RCW. So.
And my purpose is to make sure you guys know what you're supposed to be doing.
You're really good at that.
And the experience would be great.
Okay, so... I will. Councillor Stewart, would you like to be one of those persons?
No. I can't take another board commission. I can't even meet the ones. You've got more than the other two.
Yeah.
I will sign up to be one of those persons.
Yeah, I guess I'll be the other one.
Okay, all right. So,
since there's only three of us.
All right.
If you want to designate an alternate?
The alternate is the last person.
You can designate an alternate. I think that would be great.
I assume this has to do with setting policy. I mean, these are voting, making policy kinds of financial decisions. Mm-hmm. And I would think that those individuals that are accountable for that ought to be the ones to be voting. And so I would think that would fall to an elected representative.
Yeah, so
are you okay to serve in that capacity?
It says, or their designees.
Since you're the only one that's elected.
And who's primary?
These two are primary.
There has to be two primary.
There's two.
And it takes two.
Mm-hmm. It takes two.
So don't be absent.
Okay, why don't we...
Okay, there's our alternate right there.
Just to clarify for you, this is a board that's only been called as needed, and I think Councilor Mielke said it, he hasn't been called in several years.
I'm in good health.
Yeah, but we have a new administration over there, and, and I think they're attending to some things that have been...
New things are going on,
right.
Which is another reason why I want to be careful. If we have a qualification, we understand.
You were right there. You were right there when this was brought up.
Okay, so
okay.
I'm sure this is kind of a
we're good. We got our.
So we can do this, well, consensus, but we can also vote on this. So I move that Tom and David be the designated first members of this for, and that Councilor Stewart be the alternate. And a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay,
no.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay,
and next? Then the other issue is to get clarification.
And we'll bring that back
right.
Next week.
Because the part comes back.
Okay. All right. So, Peter, we'll make sure we all get input to get that just right. All right. That's 2.2 done. And bring back the other 2.3, Washington Investment Board appointment. Who's that? You also, Peter?
It's me also.
It's turning the barrel.
Three
you bet.
Home runs here. Go ahead.
So, to sum up, we need a representative from this office to go to the Skamania County Economic Development Council to represent you for a trust fund that gives out funds for and loans, either loans or grants, in the Columbia River Gorge.
What you call the Economic Development Council?
Yes. So give you a little background. Yeah, the Skamania County EDC.
Do you see that somewhere?
Yeah. Second.
Next page.
Last page.
So to give you a little background, when the Columbia Gorge Scenic Area was founded, they gave $5 million to the state of Washington for loans and grants for economic stimulus. So over the last 20 years, that's been mostly used up. And several years ago, they delegated that responsibility from the state level down to Skamania County. So they are the trustees of the remaining funds in that account. And I think there's about $250,000 left in that account. So they give it out in loans and small grants. So obviously there'll be still some money coming in and it'll dwindle over time, but that's the current level. And Clark County has a voice on that board since part of Clark County is in the Columbia Gorge Scenic Area. So to summarize, we need a member on that to serve on that board. Kelly Sills served on that board previously. Of course, he left about a year ago.
How big is that board?
I'd like to see what the makeup of that board is.
Yeah. You're economic
so that we know how we fit into that.
Yeah, that's a good point. This economic development campaign.
Drive up Skamania?
Uh-huh. Beautiful drive.
I'll do audio.
You can take my Tesla.
Kidding.
Well, I'll do. Really,
yeah. I'll do audio listening to my next committee assignment that'll be 2 hours later as I drive up the gorge.
And I have just about everything except the number of the people on that board.
When is the next meeting?
Who they are?
They are.
And how often do they meet?
It's probably like our historical promotion grants committee and once or twice a year. Anyway, I can't. I imagine once or twice a year. No, in fact, this is the first time they've contacted us about it in a year.
Well, the schedule for 2015 is April 16th, May 21st, June 18th, July 14th through
16th. April
16th. Monthly.
September, they skip August. September 17th, October 15th, November 19th, and December 17th and 18th.
Well, I think they have to schedule.
Is that the EDC meetings or is that the
schedule?
That's the investment board.
Yeah, so that's the EDC itself, but they also serve as the trustees for the fund, so that would be a specific meeting for that purpose.
So which Kelly Sills was on the Washington Investment Board.
Yes.
That's where the seat is vacant, correct?
Yes, and that's what that is the name of this board that is basically the trustees of this fund with $250,000 left in it.
And so the investment board, Do we see those meetings? I think that's probably wrapped up into the Skamania EDC.
Yeah.
It says the EDC manages the Washington Investment Fund, so there are two mm-hmm. separate things. But this would be a position on the Washington Investment Fund board.
Right.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have to go
it's
to
different.
Every EDC meeting.
Yeah.
You're just there
right.
for that specific funding.
So do we know when the
when those grants
Washington come? Investment Board meetings are? Because it's only for the grants that are mm-hmm. in the Columbia River Gorge Scenic Area, so
so why don't we?
Well, we'll notify you.
I'm volunteering for that
okay.
if
okay.
it's a manageable
okay.
time
okay.
period.
Mm-hmm. So you want to make a motion?
I make a motion that Councilwoman
Stewart.
Stewart. be our representative on the Washington Investment Board.
Okay, I second that motion.
That requires travel to Olympia.
Pardon?
Olympia.
That will require.
This is Skamania
yeah,
County.
Huh?
This is Skamania County. Don't they meet in Skamania County?
The Washington State Investment Board?
No.
Oh, this is the sub-EDC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much for
volunteering. If we find this is different than we discussed here, then we'll bring it back.
The reserve. The disclaimer.
Exactly right.
All right, thank you. Moving on.
He's coming back.
Okay, that's 2.3 done. Councilor reports.
Right, but in that meeting, we did approve the minutes for March 11th. So we're just...
Okay.
Who wants to go first on commissioner reports?
I'm going to just go while the issue of the HOV lane is fresh. And I'm not going to give a full and comprehensive report on the Bi-State Transportation Committee that I attended last Thursday. There was a JPAC meeting that was first at 7 a.m.
I know
and
that
then
early.
The yes, the Bi-State followed that. In the and this is just for the purposes of notification and potential discussion. So it was fairly low turnout for the Bi-State. Jack Berkman chaired the meeting. Shirley Craddock was there. Jeff Hamm was there. RTC director was there. And somebody from WashDOT, somebody from ODOT. So a couple things came up in the course of that discussion. One of the agenda items was an update on CTRAN and I-205. And Jeff Hamm put forward once again, it's not the first time that I've seen this as a CTRAN board member. I originally had seen it 4 or 5 years ago, was in the 2035 plan or whatever it is, the very long range plan. This suggestion that they would go to a system called bus on the shoulder. And they're talking about running a bus on the shoulder on 205 as part of CTRAN's plan. Whether that involves narrowing of the other lanes is a whole nother matter, because all of us who drive 205 look at that. And I mean, when I will tell you, the first time I heard it, I'm going, I have no idea how that can work safely. Because the buses are wider vehicles, and that is barely a pull-out lane now, and it would completely eliminate any emergency lane. Mm-hmm. Now, admittedly, we don't have one on the I-5 bridge, but we do on the access points. The other point is, how do you accommodate the Highway 14 exits? Because every bus isn't going to take that Highway 14 exit. So how would bus on the shoulder work as they're going north to like Mill Plain? So I just want to raise that. I'm sure we'll be talking about that more in CTRAN, and there will be other community discussions.
The shoulders aren't engineered to support that kind of weight, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Seriously?
But is it sensible just because they're engineered to do it.
That was brought up
sensible
up here at C-TRAN at one point.
Well, it was actually an RTC project.
Is that where we heard it first? Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much poo-pooed by the Washington DOT at that time.
See, it's a federal highway, so what the federal safety standards are and what the WSDOT safety standards are. And I hear not necessarily words coming out of other people's mouth that they're worried about the safety of that, but I can hear it in their tone of their questions. So that's just a heads up that that has resurfaced. Now, Shirley Craddock is from Metro. She's the Metro rep on both of those. And when the question came up about how close 205 appears to be at capacity many times of the day, she said there's the possibility of having an HOV lane, which Oregon has the authority to do in their own jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And that's how the one got on I-5. So you understand the nexus of why I'm bringing this conversation up now, because we're trying to eliminate one HOV lane that our people are tortured in. The other point she brought up when somebody said, well, that's only going to, I believe it might have been me, that's only going to complicate congestion on 205.
Mm-hmm.
She raised the issue of then there possibly needing to be a hot lane. And I ask, do you mean a tolling lane? Mm-hmm. And she said, yes. So,
well, I'm not surprised with that.
Well, I was surprised by all of them. So my issue was, okay, bus on the shoulder is a C-Trans long-range plan. That's on our agenda. Are you now incorporating the possibility of an HOV lane on 205 and the possibility of a tolled lane on 205? Are you putting that onto this agenda today? And Berkman said, oh, no, we're not. We didn't publish that agenda, so no, we're not putting that on the agenda. And so the conversation stopped. It was, but I think it's important to know that that conversation came up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
When the report is, this is the only HOV lane. Did you hear me say so far or for now?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
So, at any rate, I'm going to those meetings. There's a conflict with the MPAC meetings and the CREDC Executive Board, but we have that covered.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I'll be paying attention to that. I'll be listening. I'll be watching for anything like that on an agenda, and then I'll be bringing it to the board for discussion.
At one time, in my opinion, C-TRAN is out of control as to what they want and what the people are going to get stuck with. And I shared something with out of Vancouver, a business journal. I forwarded that on to you today. The I-5 proposal is very much alive. There's an article there by Mr. Schaefer in there, and it's keep popping its head back up, and the light rail thing is not dead, and now they're looking at additional lanes, fast lanes, toll lanes, whatever.
Yeah.
So one point we were looking at, the state created mass transit through county authority, and it might be something that we follow up on.
It still exists under county authority. C-TRAN.
It's called, what is it called, MPA or UMPA?
It's called the PTBA. the public transportation benefit area, which is actually CTRAN and all of its operations.
And that's authorized through via county authority.
A subsection of county authority.
So,
now, it could also be a city authority if it wasn't a county authority. But the bus on the shoulder out there, to me, it just defies explanation.
They seem to ignore everything that's ever brought up to meetings and keep coming back and coming back until they get the verbiage into something that they pass. And then the next thing you know, you're going to end up with a hot lane and a shoulder lane. And they don't work. And that was brought up a lot when you have a broke down vehicle on the side of the road. How does that bus come back into the traffic lane and then back out around that again?
Those questions were asked and not answered. So I think on CTRAN, we're going to have to ask questions about how this is going to develop and what safety reviews are done and who does them and so on and so forth. Which we're up for that. That's not a problem. We can do that, but that meeting was just last Thursday. Okay. That's not even a week ago.
And thank you for being a voice of reason there. It seems to me that the two things. One is that our ODOT, WSDOT, RTC, are all of them failing to follow state law. GMA requires concurrency. We are failing on bi-state concurrency. And the solution is not to reduce capacity. The solution is to increase capacity for our real vehicles that use those bridges. And I look at the nonsense of how they get it exactly backwards. And I'm so glad we have a sensible elected representative to sit there and to ask the most obvious question and see them unable to provide any kind of a reason that would make sense. So thank you for that. Please keep us tuned in.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
That's all. Any more detailed reports I can do when we're not kind of...
Yeah, anything, Tom?
I'm going to start off with a sample. This is just a real loose sample of every property that we do have, whether it be strips, road right-of-ways, or whatever, that they're a liability for the county, and we have to maintain them. Even though they're not used or occupied or anything else, this is just a touch of some of the stuff that we need to go back and remove those liabilities from the county.
Are these any of these on the road atlas?
No.
It'd be nice to have partial numbers.
So these are all right away, so there is no parcel ID associated, except for one.
Yeah, we'd have to go back and have parcels assigned to. There's a couple of real large ones in there also that we should look at.
Did you put this
Yes.
That's a touch. But the other touch that I wanted, because it's so large, I still want to focus and come back on and see if we can't have by next week the list of farmhouses, farmland that Clark County owns. Because I think that'd be the smallest of the groups and the easiest to take a look at and consider what has to be handled.
Okay, so that's something that, Peter, you can pull together.
I don't know if I can do that. I would think.
I can try to identify farm parcels.
Some of those were purchased with conservation futures money, and when they're put back on the tax rolls, any money that we sell that for goes back to conservation futures. And that's important because we have peaked out with being able to purchase anything more and maintain. And that bill didn't get through again for more maintenance money. So we are pretty much on hold for purchasing conservation futures.
Okay. So you're going to work with Peter to pull together with Mark whatever you need there to be able to focus on opportunities. So, okay. What else
You already answered the other one. We now have identified the font of our hearing room, county motto. It's a French font, but we have identified that, and it's on my computer now. So
It is.
See?
Pignodemy is the name of the font.
Very common.
Well, I'd be curious to see what you are proposing when you get there. What else you got?
That's it.
Okay. Mark, you got anything?
I'm good to go, sir.
Okay. Peter, you got anything?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Axel?
Nope.
Molly?
Nope.
Hannah, you got anything?
No, sir.
Okay. Holy cow.
Okay. Motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We're done.
Aye.
Good job.